So, yeah, the girls are currently downstairs exploring their new home. Basically, Sari mewed the entire way here and then spent, the next hour and a half snuffling around and just sort of being curious and, you know, not straying too far from her mother. Isis, on the other hand, basically sat herself in the litter tray and refused to move. Bless her little heart. So, eventually, Sari decided she wanted to go and sit at the back of the sofa. And Isis tried to get her to come out, and she went and sat in the box for a bit, quite happy, and, you know, hopefully chilled out a bit, and put her in the living room for a little while just to get her an idea of, you know, lay of the land, so to speak, and give her a cuddle. And she shot off and went behind the sofa as well. And both girls had been sat there for about 4.5 hours, just kind of purring at each other, you know, bastion of sanctuary in a sort of chaotic world. And basically, Mum went to bed, and as I predicted, both girls started to stir a bit. They need to get used to her, I think, and, you know, they're not quite sure where they are yet, so I'm here, which helps, but, well, my mother doesn't. Sari's been sort of snuffling. She's had a climb on the table, she's sniffled all the stuff, and she's jumped on the couch, and she's had a little investigation of the window. And because she's come out, that's also prompted Isis. Although, you know, neither of them had anything to eat or drink in about, like, 9-10 hours. So it's just like, Isis, please come out, sweetheart, please come have a drink, please. But yeah, Isis does tend to prefer sitting either behind the sofa, hiding, or parking her tiny self in the litter tray. Which is very cute, but, you know, not a good place for a cat to be. Still, it's sanctuary for her. She knows what it is, and it's safe, you know. So I'm going to hopefully see how they are in the morning, and I'm really hoping they'll have had a good time to, you know, explore and have a wander around on their own terms without humans around, you know. Cross your fingers.